Dave O'Brien is the Braves beat writer for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, and he joined Sherry Ford and myself on the Jeff Blair Show. David, thanks a lot for doing this. Long time no speak. I'll ask you just some housekeeping questions here. Do we know when this announcement will be made official? Do you have any idea? Today, tomorrow?
Yeah, this afternoon at about 4:30, I think, back in Atlanta. They're going to do it. Ironically, we're down here in the... We arrived down here for GM meetings last night. They're having a press conference in Atlanta this afternoon. But he'll be down here tomorrow.
That's the way it works out.
By the way, I can't believe you're citing Men at Work, run for 15 or 16 weeks. This is 30 years ago today. The Sisters of Mercy released Floodland, man, that had this Corrosion on it and Lucretia, My Reflection.
But here's the—I know, but what I'm saying is, I was using Men at Work. I'm saying that not much happened because if you could list Men, yeah, they were brutal. Hey, that's my time. They were awful. They were awful.
All right.
That's what I was trying to say is that they were awful.
I got you.
All right. You surprised? Dayton Moore was the first choice all along, correct?
Yeah, he was, but it was kind of a difficult needle to thread, given the situation with Hart kind of lingering and all that. It was just a lot of little stuff here and there that wasn't perfect. I mean, given a clean slate and nobody else in the way, yeah, he's the guy. If you could just bring him in and turn the whole thing over to him, he's the guy I think they would have preferred. But there are plenty of fans, and some in the organization too, probably, who would prefer this because it's a break from the past, and a lot of people in Atlanta think it's long overdue, that there's just been too long a connection to, you know, Cheerholtz, Bobby, everything. You know, you might, baseball people might argue, what's wrong with connection with two Hall of Famers, you know? But I think a lot of people just kind of want a fresh start, and this gives them that. A fresh, different set of eyes, a whole different viewpoint. And still only 40 years old and a 7-year general manager. So you're not going to find that again. So I'm pretty amazed at how they've been able to recover from this. I mean, it's been such a disgrace for the organization, such a black eye since this thing started, the whole news started leaking about it, about the depth of the scandal. So to end up with a GM as highly respected as this and is only 40 years old, and I think they're... even if they lose a couple of players, they're still going to have the best farm system, probably.
Right.
And to turn it over to this guy, I think they're in a pretty good spot, given all that's transpired.
How will he and John Hart work together? What will the structure be? We know that John is going to be there as,
technically, John's not, I don't think he's going to lose his title.
Okay.
But I think that's more just a thing where they don't want to strip the man of his title, you know, and they've said all along that he didn't know about everything that was going on. So, you know, I'm just speculating, but it'd be kind of hard to say that he didn't know anything. And then when his contract's up at the end of the year, if he doesn't feel like retiring, it'd be kind of hard for you to kick him to the side of the rope after you said he didn't know anything. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So you let him keep the title of president of baseball operations, but you make it clear that the buck really stops at Alex, that it's his, he's got the power. He's the one wielding the power, and the other is more of a, I don't want to say figurehead, but really kind of, you know, that type of position. Mm-hmm. Kind of like, you know, Cheerholz is vice chairman right now, but everybody who's close to the Braves knows, even if fans don't believe it, that Cheerholz really doesn't have a say in baseball operations right now. Right. And Hart will, but not... Now he's the guy. He was the guy that made the ultimate decisions above Copy, and Copy had to run stuff by Hart, and that's not going to be the case with Alex.
Dave, you talk about taking a fresh step forward and taking a break from the past and the black eye that was there. Can you fill us in a bit more about the scandal that was happening?
Oh man, where do we start? Well, I mean, the Braves weren't doing anything that other teams haven't done. It's just that they were doing everything that other teams have done. They were doing it all at once. And they upset so many other teams by taking this draft pick or that international free agent. And I think after a while, other teams started complaining, pointing out this incident or that incident. So then when you had a couple of things that happened with the domestic draft and with Coppy upsetting someone or some people in the organization with how he treated them, there were some complaints made to MLB. That kind of got them looking into things with the Braves, and that's when all of this, you know, this cascade of incidents started coming forth, because then everybody started saying, oh, yeah, they did this too, and they did this too. So it just kind of piled up. It wasn't like there was one thing, although there were a couple of incidents that are going to stand out, I think, when the report comes out. It was really a case of just doing a lot of everything that other people have been doing and doing it all at once in a 2-year span.
So,
and just cheating in a lot of different areas instead of just, I don't think there's a team in baseball that hasn't skirted a rule in international free agency or, you know, done a thing with something with a domestic draft where you overpay a guy in one slot so you can underpay in another slot, that kind of thing. It happens. It has happened for years and years. But they just kind of took it to a new level.
So once this report comes out and once the fines are levied, whatever is going to happen, what do most people expect to be the upshoot of this? Are we talking losing a couple of draft picks? Are we talking losing players already under contract, international free agents? Any sense of what the impact would be for the organization in terms of personnel?
I think it's unclear. Everybody's uncertain because, you know, if you look at, like, the Red Sox, they didn't really lose. They lost really young international free agents. It's kind of hard to take guys who've already played in your system. I mean, it can be done. They could do it. But, I mean, to take, like, and they could lose my time, but you gave him $4.25 million signing bonus.
Mm-hmm.
17 years old now. He's played a season over here. He's played in the States now, rookie ball. So, if you take him, then MLB, they don't want to do that because it opens up a can of worms. It's like, I guess you classify him again as an international free agent if he's subject to all those rules, because if he became just a regular free agent, then it makes their whole system look like what it – agents would love that, because all of a sudden my time is going to be getting, you know, a $70 million contract, and mm-hmm. It's going to show people how underpaid those international free agents are when they're signed at 16 years old. You know what I mean?
Yep.
So MLB would rather avoid that, but I don't know if they can. If the situation was so bad, if they were, you know, if it's proven that they put him in an apartment in Florida for several months to prevent other teams from getting to him, that kind of thing, they might just feel like they have to declare him a free agent. He keeps the $4.5 million, and you know, it's just there's a lot of unprecedented kind of stuff here. Whereas, you know, in the Red Sox case, it was lesser guys than that they lost. You know, and you could take guys who maybe the Braves signed, if they signed guys who were 16 and haven't even played over here yet, they've like been in the Dominican Summer League. It's a lot less impact in those cases than it is with a big, high-profile guy like Kevin Maiton. So, but they could lose future draft picks. They could possibly lose this Drew Waters, who they drafted in the second round last year as a Georgia kid, if it's proven that they, you know, cheated to get him. But mm-hmm. I think people think they're going to lose a player or two, whether it's a prospect or from the domestic draft or the international free agency. But they could also get hit with, they were already in the penalty box for overspending, which they did on purpose when they spent like $12, $15 million in the, including the overage fees, it was close to $17 billion, I'm told, but they spent that in 2016. So that puts them in a 2-year penalty box where they can't spend more than $300,000 per international free agent. So they were already in that. This is the first year in that, and they were going to be in that 2 years. So they might just prevent them from altogether from signing international free agents for a while, which hurts, you know, but with your farm system as deep as it is right now, you can survive that. As long as you don't lose, you know, a handful of top guys mm-hmm. in your system, they should be okay. But they are going to lose players. I think everybody has come to that understanding. It's just a matter of, are they going to be really lesser guys? And then they combine that with future picks, future draft picks, domestic draft. They're also going to get fined, I think. And, And, you know, it just could, I think it's going to be a variety of things in the international free agent market and also the domestic draft. I think they're probably going to end up losing a draft pick or so.
Well, the great news is you're getting a great man in Alex Anthopoulos, so it can only go up from there. And as you know,
He's pretty popular up in Canada, isn't he?
Well, he definitely is. And he doubled the scouting staff when he was here as as the GM of the Blue Jays. You guys have, as you said, a solid farm system of prospects. You have a deep well of pitching talent. And Alex is going to be sitting there for a whole year before this big free agent class is coming. And that's good news for you.
Yeah. They got, you know, steps in. Whoever got that job was going to be stepping in at a perfect time, as far as, obviously not a perfect time as far as the sanctions that are going to be levied, but then whatever the discipline is going to be levied. But a perfect time as far as the guys that are like Ronald Acuna, who's lit it up in the Arizona Fall League. It might be the number one prospect in baseball when Baseball America comes out with this list and others. It's going to be one or two, probably. Him or Vlad Guerrero Jr. So you got a guy like that who's ready, who's going to be competing for a spot in spring training. You got a catcher in Alex Jackson, the guy from Seattle, who's also hit a ton of home runs in the Fall League and is getting close. You got a guy like Austin Riley, a third baseman. You got all these guys who are now bubbling just below the surface, whereas 2 years ago there were still a lot of question marks about which ones were going to be, you know, impact players and how soon. Now they're, you know, and the pitching guys have already started to filter in the organization. They broke in three of them this year that made their major league debuts, first starts, and you're going to have probably two or three more next year. So those guys are all here now, whereas 2 years ago they were single A and double A guys. Now they're double A, triple A guys, and major league guys. So the heavy lifting has been done as far as building the farm system. He's not going to have to do that. That's been done. So now it's going to be a matter of you come in and pick and choose the guys you think you need to keep and which guys you think it's time to start trading to fill in other gaps, because that was their plan all along, was to trade some of these pitching prospects to bring in a bat or two that Coffey said that they couldn't really get on the at the time when they were piling up pitching prospects from other teams via trade and the draft. He said they were a lot easier to procure those than they were to get young bats, but that they would eventually use some of those arms to get bats. And now they're at that stage. So he gets to come in and here's all these resources. Do with them what you think is best to build a contender in another year or two.